Nolte, now that Tucker has it, corporate media are suddenly interested in full Jan 6 video. By John Nolte on February 25, 2023. The same corporate media that never showed any interest in seeing the full police video taken during the mostly peaceful January 6 protest at the U.S. Capitol are now demanding all 41,000 hours of it. That's right, for over 2 years, the fake media knew there was a buttload of video that the rigged January 6 committee was not showing them. Nevertheless, not once did this same media demand to see all the video. Nope, instead of being interested in the full context and truth of what happened on January 6, the very same media outlets now demanding the full 41,000 hours spent 2 years dutifully broadcasted only the video Nancy Pelosi told them to broadcast. Where were they for 2 years? Where was their interest in the full context for 2 years? I'll tell you where they were. Bent over asking Liz Cheney for more. Oh. But now that newly installed House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has released all 41,000 hours exclusively to Fox News's Tucker Carlson, the fake media has decided it's suddenly interested in the full context. In a letter to congressional leadership Friday, the media companies argue the footage McCarthy allowed Carlson and Fox News to access should be made available to other media groups. The letter was sent on behalf of CBS News, CNN, Politico, ProPublica, ABC, Axios, Advance, Scripps, The Los Angeles Times, and Gannett. Without full public access to the complete historical record, there is concern that an ideologically based narrative of an already polarizing event will take hold in the public consciousness, with destabilizing risks to the legitimacy of Congress, the Capitol Police, and the various federal investigations and prosecutions of January 6 crimes, wrote attorney Charles Tobin. This is my favorite part. Without full public access to the complete historical record, there is concern that an ideologically based narrative of an already polarizing event will take hold in the public consciousness. After 2 years of bending over for Pelosi, look who's suddenly interested in the complete historical record. After 2 years of bending over for Pelosi, look who's suddenly concerned about an ideologically based narrative. We all know what's going on here. The fake media are terrified the full context might prove what some people have been saying is true. That the Capitol Police did indeed open the doors to some of the same protesters facing legal action for trespassing. Who knows what else the video could show? Considering how corrupt the fascist FBI has become, nothing would surprise me anymore. The fake media also know Tucker will tell the truth, so. The fake media want access to this video so it can fabricate its own narratives to blunt the impact of Tucker's upcoming exclusives. McCarthy was 100% right to give the video to Carlson. Why? Because we trust him to tell the truth. Even if Carlson comes out and says, "Nope, there's no evidence the Capitol Police or the FBI entrapped protesters," we will believe him. The other thing we know for sure is that if this video was given to CNN and CNN saw the ghost of J. Edgar Hoover beckoning innocent protesters into the Capitol to entrap them, CNN would still lie and say it never happened. The video had to go to a Tucker Carlson. Finally, don't you just love the precedent the fake media want to create here? Ha 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 ha. According to the logic in the fake media's letter, no media outlet is allowed an exclusive from the government anymore. So if the government, Congress, Senate, White House, passes something to one media outlet, it must now go to all media outlets. Yeah, right. You think any one of the signatories on the letter will agree to that? The corporate media are so evil. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.